finally.
Yes, sir.
TDM has come back.
What the fuck going on, man?
TDMA is motherfucking back.
What the fuck going on, man?
This bitch, man.
What's going on, man? Let that run for a minute. We back in this bitch one time for the one time. But like I always do, what I be doing, Flip? Silencing this motherfucker. Look here. This is your motherfucking boy, bro. We all back in this bitch. This is TDM. We all back them damn millennials in this motherfucker one more time for the one more time. Big shots fired. Straight up and down. And of course, this is a very, very special, very special episode.
The fan favorite.
The fan favorite of all time. I know y'all was wondering. You know what I'm saying? So we had to get to you one time. So every season, I ain't got to preach about it too much. We always get this one episode that just go a little dumber than all the rest of them. For some strange reason, everybody love when we talk about sex. So for some strange reason, we keep doing these episodes every goddamn season. Yeah,
we gonna keep doing it.
Pretty much.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because we the motherfucking Lumberjacks.
We the motherfucking Lumberjacks. And what show is this?
TD fucking E.
This is TDM motherfucking A. We are back in this bitch one time, man.
If y'all ain't know what the Lumberjacks was, nigga, we the kings of sex. Fuck you talking about. Kings of sex.
Stamp it. What you talking about?
We the ones, bro.
We the ones. Straight up and down. Now, normally when we do these episodes, you know what I'm saying? It's mostly a male based cast, right? Not this time.
For the first time. In TDM history,
we have it's a battle of the sexes. We still kind of cheating because we got four dudes, yeah. Three girls, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. They'll be all right.
We know how to jump.
You know what I'm saying? So if you did not motherfucking know, y'all already know the crew. I'm going to let you know who from the crew is. We ain't got to do all that. We're just going to get straight into it. So, you know, of course, your boy Burr is here. Jay Wood from the motherfucking hood.
It's
Mr.
Motherfucking
I built a
boy.
School about this shit and wrote the rules too at the same damn time.
And wrote the book.
On how to take a bitch. One time. For the one time.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That boy Flip Arachis on the 1-2. Flip got some Saatchis on his face now. Them whole prescribed Saatchis.
These for Saatchis I got on my goddamn face, nigga.
For Saatchis that man on.
You can't spit off a Saatchis.
Nah, these hoes from Walmart, fool.
That nigga lying. Ooh, that's what rich niggas say.
Them wall Saatchis.
That's what he look. You should have laughed. Ass nigga. Know that nigga rich, dog bushing. But anyway, my motherfucking boy, the cameraman, we still ain't got no song for him anyway, so I'm gonna introduce him like this. My motherfucking boy, Hillman. What's the deal, big?
H. Woods.
H. Woods in this motherfucker.
We'll take that, H. Woods.
Straight like that. That's his new name. Stamp it.
It's they gonna be confused. Like, wait, H. Woods? J. H. Wood? Woods.
Oh my God.
All these Woods.
Brothers?
Pick you one, guy.
Ah, hey, that's a. You heard that. Anyway, we also have, like I said, we got three lovely, lovely, lovely female guests on the show. All right. One
is a recurring guest.
And I'm pretty sure y'all know who she is. So I guess I'll start her since she's been on the show, right? We have Miss Erin from Matcha Business.
Matcha Business.
Period. I'm back.
Bro, when she said that, all I could hear was Raj off American Dad.
Bro. Yeah. That white as hell.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thanks for inviting me back, y'all.
Most definitely. Gotta get you for the TVMA.
Yes, y'all nasty.
We also got two new guests that are new to this podcasting thing that are kind of new to the TVMA thing, but it sounds like they won't be shy. So I'm going to have them introduce themselves to the world. So who wants to go first?
Hey, y'all. It's Dez.
Little D.
It's Big Dez, not the little one, actually. Period.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You ready for the show?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited.
Now, I ain't going to lie. I don't know how I feel about doing this show. Cause y'all, if y'all don't know, little background info, Lil Dez. So I actually seen Lil Dez grow up, cause this is Jay Wood's people. Y'all didn't know. So I really don't want to hear this shit right now, but I'ma do it for the suffice of the show.
She okay? Grown, please.
Cause I know she's grown, and yeah, and all that good stuff. Anyway, who else we have on the show with us today?
What's popping, y'all? My name Lauren.
Love for the
That's Lolo.
Lil Low. Lil Low. Y'all.
Yeah, Lil Low.
Yeah, Lil
Low. So you ready to get it started?
Yeah, come on with the question.
Show?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So let me break it down for y'all. For the, any new listeners that we might have gotten this season that don't exactly know what TVMA is. TVMA is probably by far the nastiest fucking podcast you will ever listen to on any podcast platform. It is pretty much porn in podcast form.
It's so fucking nasty. We can only do it once a season.
Only once a season.
Only once a season.
And a good, it's going to be a good chance in the future. Y'all know we do records and do videos. We're probably not going to do a video of TVMA. Because I can hear YouTube now, so no.
Wait, what would you think they might... What's
flag the fuck out my shit and take it down.
You
ain't like
we're going to have strippers up the ceiling.
It don't fucking matter. What we talking about is enough.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But... let's go ahead and get into it. So now I want everybody before you, it's like a roller coaster. Buckle up, you know, make sure your balls are snapped on tight.
About to be a bumpy ride.
It's about to be a bumpy ride and I need everybody to be honest, all right?
Seatbelts buckled.
Seatbelts buckled. How we want to start this? Let me see. Keep Let me go into this brain.
Inside the ride.
I say go big. Go ahead and break the ice, bear.
Go ahead and break the ice.
Break the ice.
What you got?
Longest amount of time you've had sex. That's those. That's light and that's good.
Like in one session?
In one session.
Like.
I wish I had a cricket button.
You know what's crazy?
What you got?
My longest time was my prom night.
Type shit.
Oh, that was long. I bet that was the best.
And that shit was probably like 2-3 hours.
2-3 hours?
One session.
One session, not bad at all.
You wanna know the even more funnier part?
What you got?
So, I don't know if I ever told this story on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
I hope the motherfucker is about don't watch this bitch or don't listen.
If you do, thank you.
I think she do though.
Okay.
But
thank you.
So
message.
The lumberjack was being born very early. You know, it was my senior year in high school.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga went to prom. Let me tell you how long I didn't stay there. I didn't even get to the slow dance part of the prom. I didn't even see who won prom king and queen. No, why? We had a limo. And the agenda for the limo was wherever I say go, go. So it got about, if prom started at like 7, 8, I forgot what the fuck prom you start. What time you start? We probably left that bit by 9:30.
By 9:30?
Nigga, I went to that limo like, we finna go eat real quick, then take it back to the hotel.
You already had the mission.
I had a hotel room in the Omni. And I hadn't smashed this girl yet. So I was like, but this is what she fucked up though. Like, we was walking into the prom. You know, she had a little dress on and shit. Like, we had got to this little hallway where wasn't nobody there.
Right.
She grabbed my head, put it up under her dress. I was like, oh shit. Oh, she ain't got no panties on.
I wish she had to go down.
Oh, we ain't finna be here long. I already knew. Yeah, we finna leave this bitch. I ain't lying.
You knew it was coming, goddamn.
So, it was on that time.
So, nigga, we went to Hard Rock Cafe 8. Then we went straight to the hotel. Probably got to the hotel by 10:30. Now, her people was gonna come. They wasn't gonna allow her to stay the night at the hotel. We in high school, so you know what I'm saying. So they were gonna come pick her up at like 2. Now they assuming that we ain't getting back from prom to about like 12 or something.
Yeah.
Cause prom ain't supposed to end about 11:30. Then they like, okay, y'all probably gonna eat after that. So they thinking we gonna not be here for about 30 minutes at max.
Right.
Using that bitch for 3 hours.
Damn.
Fuck it. So this is what my mama and my stepdaddy was trying to do. So I think until that day, my mom might thought I was a virgin. Like, I used to hear her like talking to people, like mentioning some shit and be like, oh yeah, thinking I was still a virgin. I'm like, psh, I've been lost that shit. What are you talking about?
But long time ago. Long time ago.
But nigga, so I think they was gonna try to beat me back to the hotel and leave some condoms on the bed. Like on some gift shit. Like, we know you gonna probably be trying to fuck, so use them, be safe. You know what I'm saying?
So you think that was your mama left on Joe?
It was probably more Joe. But yeah, my mama was gonna go with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So mid fucking, I hear knocking. But I'm in the mode where, first of all, I ain't really never been in a hotel fucking. So I'm not gonna just, you know, I'm like, I'm in this hoe like, man, fuck them knocking. I'm knocking this hoe back in. Then this is how intricate it got. She had on this kind of dress where it was like so intricate in the back to tie up that if we untied that bitch, I was not gonna be able to tie it back.
Yeah.
And then her people would have known that she took that bitch off. So we just had to lift the goddamn dress up.
By any means necessary.
I'm so talking.
Was it her people knocking?
No, it was my mama and Joe.
Oh.
They knocking. And you know Joe, if you know how Joe knock, he's gonna eventually knock hard as fuck if you don't answer in a couple knocks. So it was like, it was like a fucking police night. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, now it didn't caught my attention. I'm like, I was fucking knocking at the door so hard. Like,
thought it was cops.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit. But at the same time, I'm like, man, who the fuck knocking at the door so hard? I'm cussing this shit, walking to the door. I ain't looked through people and shit.
Why you didn't look through?
I don't know, bro. I was mad. You gotta imagine. I'm mid fucking, butt naked. Gotta throw on some clothes.
Actually, why you butt naked?
And she still got the dress.
And she
on.
Got,
ain't got nothing to do with me. She can't take her shit off. I'm about to get naked.
Y'all had to run quickly, you see?
No, I didn't have to run.
You had to go.
Under
the
Jay's
door.
Impression, he was good for the whole night.
I'm good. So I'm staying here tonight.
Did you go to the door naked?
I grabbed one of the robes in the little closet.
Okay.
Put that bitch on. Open the door, like, what the fuck?
Oh.
Me saying, what the fuck? It was Joe, like. That nigga was holding the bottle of condoms, like. And my mama was just standing behind him, like. Because
mm-hmm.
Whole time they was knocking, that bitch was screaming to the top of her lungs. They probably was at the door, like.
Okay, and you know she get loud.
They was at the door, like, what? This nigga in here breaking this whole shit.
This nigga continuing to knock.
And that was the first time I think my mama knew
that.
So coincidentally, that and that was my longest time.
Okay, good story.
3 fucking hours.
Well, dang.
How do you top that?
Oh god.
Right. Right. Good story.
Alright, so since we had a guy go, let's have a female go.
Right.
Longest session.
Right.
I think it was like 4 hours.
Damn, girl.
I saw the sun come up.
Damn, I know
this pride.
Damn.
It was with a female, though.
I know that was even amazing.
That don't count, then.
You say it was with a female?
Yeah.
So y'all was just eating pussy and scissoring for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Until the sun came up. Like,
no, because I had made her nut like a couple times. She couldn't make me nut. So it was like she was working for something.
She was trying to put it in.
And yours ain't?
Was she using a strap-on too?
Yeah, we had a couple toys.
Okay.
I know that's right.
She suck if she can't get you to nut with a fake dick.
No, I was trying to tell him, you know, maybe we should just go ahead and try again tomorrow.
She already got the cheat code. She supposed to get that hoe easy. Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
you can't nut, bitch.
So anyways, you were saying that your jaw was weak.
Would it take that long? That's where you make up an excuse. Ooh, yeah. I gotta go. Okay,
this is when I was
like,
young.
Ooh, I'm tired. I got a cramp.
No.
I gotta go walk
so
my
back
fish.
Story,
I'll
no.
be right back.
This was my homegirl. I was young. I had told my mom I was gonna stay at her house for the night. So it was like, well, I'm already here.
How
so
young
y'all
is young?
I was like,
18?
This bitch got a deal though at 18?
What's she had? You can buy toys.
Nah, she had a boyfriend at the time.
Oh.
I don't actually.
She had a strap on at 18.
Yeah.
Or was she just using the dildo on you?
No, so she had a strap on, but she took the little, like, the strap on shit off. So she was trying to use it
on you, like, with her hand.
Yeah. And we had a vibrator and everything.
Y'all niggas.
Maybe she should have strapped it on.
Y'all intricate as fucking high school, boy.
I know that, right?
I ain't know shit about the vibrator. I'm using straight dick.
Right.
Dick and tongue.
The foreplay is great.
Oh, God.
I like that answer. That was a very good answer. I like that.
So, did she ever make you nut?
Nah.
Damn. You wasted 4 hours.
And you watched the sun go up.
Watched it come up.
You know what that basically, it just meant you ain't like that shit for real.
Look, it was to try it, to see how it was. And then it was weird the next day.
You know, she was young.
Yeah. And then, like, because we already, there was rumors in high school because me and her was close. So everybody thought we was already fucking. And then the next morning, we get up. Her parents are already in the kitchen making breakfast and everything.
Oh,
I didn't even realize we get up. Hickey's all on our neck. I got my pants inside out backwards.
Wow.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Girl. Just make it obvious. Without saying it, it's obvious.
That's sad. I'm sorry that happened to you. That ended so fucking left. I was finna be so proud of you, but then that shit.
I mean, I'm proud of myself. I got her done.
Hey.
You made her nut.
Mm-hmm. Hey. The whole time she kept just saying, I love my boyfriend. I swear I love my boyfriend. And I'm over here. He cool people. Mm-hmm. I fuck with him too.
You the side nigga. She the side nigga in there. Okay. Okay. Hear me. I've been waiting to hear some shit from you. Of this topic.
Hillman.
Oh, y'all swear I'm so quiet.
I ain't gonna top Jay Wood's story. But
I don't know if anybody will.
My longest was an hour.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say it's because of like the circumstances. We was in this car. You know me, I had an old school car.
Hey, one time with that hoe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
so I'm gonna say we could have gone longer, but you know, if you seen my car, I don't have no tint.
Fishbowl.
That hoe definitely glassed out.
Was it nighttime?
No, nigga, this is daytime.
Damn, where at?
Oh, yeah, I was on the Queen and Slim shit.
We was in a parking lot. Somewhere like close to like North Park or whatever.
Oh, y'all want a busy motherfucking and place during the day?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And it's in the middle of the summer.
Oh, and it's hot.
Did your shit not have AC or something?
Did you got leather seat?
It had AC, but that hoe just wasn't blowing.
It ain't blowing good.
Do you have leather seat?
I sure do.
God damn.
Now we not in the sun. Like the parking lot is some type of overhang, whatever.
It's still the summer, bitch.
It's definitely still
the summer. It's
hot in that
damn car.
So, my mind.
I know it's hot in that car.
Y'all niggas was drenched.
Dripping.
I'm talking about that sweaty six.
Had I had an apartment at the time, had she had her own place at the time, like I met her there at the spot. She had somebody drop her off, whatever. But had we, you know.
Oh, you fucked the first day?
You had to been young.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, yo. Hey, hey.
Because he had dropped her off.
So you been had that first day.
That's some young thought.
So, you know, had we been
was that
bit
the first day?
More or less.
Hey, goddamn. Hey.
But
good job.
Had the situations been a little better, like I had AC or had my own fucking apartment most at the time. Shit could have been a little different.
Should have been a different.
But like in an old school car in the middle of the summer, I'll take an hour. Shit. Yeah, I'll take an hour.
You can't go wrong with that. Nah, that was respectful. I respect that. I respect it. That's nice.
Shawty was a rider. She was willing to thug it out.
She was willing to thug it out in a hot ass sun. Hey, she was on that Queen and Slim. Straight up and down. So who going next? Look D. God damn it. Let me turn my headphones
off. Come on now, Dez.
Yeah, let me turn my headphones off.
I don't think mine is very interesting, but it had to be like 3 or 4 hours.
3 or 4 hours.
And the sun did come up.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right, but was it good?
Oh yeah.
As the sun came up.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was a female?
It was a female.
Fashion don't clap.
Yeah,
where's the claps? Where's the claps? What's going on?
You want to this is why it don't count. The dick is fake, it's gonna never nut. They can go
up. So actually, I don't use those. I don't okay, so like I just feel like if I can get the real, why do I want the fake?
So when you had a girlfriend, she wasn't fucking with a strap on.
No.
Exactly, yeah.
So y'all was licking pussy and scissoring for 4 hours.
Yeah.
You can still get a nut off.
Y'all tongue wasn't hurt?
No.
You that shit was wrong, dude.
But I feel like lesbian sex is known for being long.
He looks
like,
so confused. Like, but she still got her rocks off.
That's wow. Not matter.
And the sun came up.
I mean,
toes curl,
and you ain't go out like Lolo.
It was like an anniversary thing, so like we was in a hotel, it was like a little bay window.
Ooh,
and shit.
And the move was right.
Yeah.
It was that's that good foreplay.
Yeah.
That was an anniversary.
Yeah.
All right. Flip.
Oh my goodness.
Flip a Rachi. Let's talk about it.
I ain't gonna lie, it's about Versace the same frame. Fucking his nigga ignorant.
One time for the Versace frame. y'all don't know, boy. That's
the crazy, bro. I actually have Versace friends. These ain't Versace friends, bro.
You see how the nigga just flexed on y'all?
I
actually
do. I got one
for Versace, one for Walmart.
For your information.
They say this is a big rich touch play.
But I ain't gonna lie, it was probably about an hour as well. I ain't gonna lie, cause a lot of the times it be cause finishing this shit, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie, a lot of times I don't be finishing because I be like, damn. Like, I be tired in the bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga be tapping out.
I be tired. I be fucking focusing on her, like, for real.
You don't be finishing
I ain't gonna lie. But look, I'm gonna say this, though. Because if you want to count this as the times I'm finishing, like, it'll be, like, throughout the night. You know what I'm saying? It'll be some shit like, I wake up, I'm like, damn. I'm gonna hit that shit again.
It'd be a round two for her, but that'd be the first time you coming.
Basically. Hey. Some shit.
Oh, yeah, fun fact.
That don't count. You can't add that up.
Fun fact. Not adding that up. I'm just saying, if you want to add it up, though, what's up?
That time I went 2-3 hours, I didn't finish either. I could have still went more.
I ain't gonna
Your lie. Situation was different.
I was still going.
Your situation was different, though. Flip, you gotta finish. You gonna rob yourself.
I'm gonna tell you this. I don't rob myself. I still get it done, goddamn. It just don't happen. It just don't happen at that time. You know what I'm saying? Because I be putting in the work.
Hey, lumberjack.
It happened two, three hours later into the night.
Oh, God. Lumberjack code 101. As long as the bitch nut, we don't give a fuck.
2 or 3 hours later.
And she ain't
next
just
day
nut,
later.
She ain't just nothing one time either.
Not that session, but maybe the next one.
She gonna come a couple, a few, some periods before I even get that one that she trying to get. I'm sorry, baby. It don't come that easy. You gotta work for that shit.
All right.
Aaron, your turn. What you got?
What you got, E?
I think, okay, so mine's is probably 3 hours. And so we
quick question.
It was
yo, okay, so he was gonna take me back to my house, right?
Uh-huh.
And my mama was sleeping in the room, so I was like, okay, this is perfect. We can just sneak in.
This is high school.
This is college, early college.
Okay, early college.
Back when, you know, we come back from break and shit like that.
So you still got sneak niggas in college?
Huh?
You still got sneak niggas in when you're in college?
Well, no, I was back at home from break.
Type shit.
Yeah, so I was like, I know she's asleep, and my room was right by the door. Yeah. So, you know, we was able to go in and close it, because I'd be quiet, too. But we had to go through the back, though, because that front door just... I was like...
So the reason I made it 3 hours is because y'all were trying to be quiet, so he wasn't really stroking for real.
First of all, can I finish the story? Dang. So anyways... Went in the room or whatever, you know, and, you know, we was having sex or whatever. I did not see the sun go up, but... I did see the sun that was outside my hallway. The light switch. Okay, so
the light came on.
The light came on, and my mama
that means she up.
Bust through the door, right? And I was like, under the covers, sucking dick, bro.
Ooh, damn.
Matter of fact, wait, was I sucking dick? I was in the gooch and I was sucking dick.
So how you come up from the covers after that?
Girl, I had to throw them bitches off me because my mama bust through that door so quick. And
why she busting the door though?
I don't know. Like, she came in full throttle.
That intuition, she knew what the fuck was up.
Full throttle, like boom. You know that Big Bird meme when he bust through that door? That's exactly how I felt. But yeah, that was the end of the 3 hours. She was like, he has to go. And I was like, yeah. But that's embarrassing. My mama caught me sucking dick. Like, I know she probably gonna take it to the grave because I show him.
Yeah, I ain't smoke with that shit ever again, huh?
Mm-mm.
You definitely ain't took it to the grave. You just told everybody.
Oh, God. Okay. Everybody.
Anyways, y'all take it to the grave, too.
The whole country looking at that.
Any listeners.
All right.
Fair.
Well, we are here.
Show your love.
Show your love, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Nah, just playing. So look. Longest fuck. 4 hours 33 minutes.
This nigga timed it.
Only because I looked at the time before I started and when I ended.
Oh, okay. You did the math.
Yeah. So this was funny.
Okay.
You know this motherfucker, but yeah. So I don't know if y'all familiar with Honey.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit. So
hey, look, he dropping.
I'm gonna give y'all some gems. No, I'm gonna give y'all the biggest gem right now, but y'all ain't gonna believe me. But so that's when I had first started smoking weed and hoop together.
You put the honey in what?
So
in the weed.
I put the shisha. I spread some of the honey. I put the weed and I put the shisha on top. Nah, no more honey. That's it. That's the bottom. So I smoked that. So niggas, I don't even know. Smoking hookah already, I guarantee you, you'll fuck your bitch longer. But anyway, yeah. So I smoked some. Shorty came over there. We started. And she came over at like 12 or something. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm watching the clock and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's 12:03. So I'm timing everything, positioning everything. You know how the lumberjacks do it. And yeah, we fucked and fucked. And fucked. And I hadn't nutted yet, and I'm kind of getting scared because it's like, is this how this shit supposed to go with the honey? Like, this whole just make you last longer?
Now tell me something. When you go that longer, you don't nut. You ever just be like, fuck it? I'm tired for the day.
Honestly, now I would say for me when I do that, like, I don't think about sex. When I have it, that's what made me go long. And then when I really want a nut, I just think about it in like 5 seconds and that bitch did come out.
Who you be thinking about then?
The motherfucker I'm fucking.
No, you when you're not thinking about having sex.
I'm thinking about everything but sex.
We thinking about making y'all nut.
My shit is on autopilot. As long as I keep this certain consistency and this motion right here, she gonna nut.
I'm so. Talking about, bro. This motion. I be getting to moments where I just be like, yeah, I be trying to focus sometimes, man. Type shit.
And it don't work?
I be like, yeah, I'm gonna give up for the day.
Actually the next topic.
We'll try again, like, in the next round. You know what I'm saying?
Like Flip.
See, but.
Damn.
When I do that, I done hit the threshold about 2.5 hours and I'm tired of still going and not nothing yet.
Yeah.
And at this time, the bitches wore out. She probably came 5+ times.
At least.
Maybe more.
And she should.
So I'm like, I done did my job, bitch. You came, mate, just squirt it. Like, it's time to go.
Let's squirt it.
It's time to go. I'm about to relax.
I'm
tired as fuck. I mean, it be really, nigga, lightheaded them bitch. But you ever get done to be lightheaded before you just got stand up with a little bit? Oh, shit.
Nigga down there fall over.
Yeah. I done had moments
where I been finna pass the fuck out. I'm like, ooh, I'm dehydrated as fuck, boy. I need to go to the refrigerator quick as fuck, nigga.
I tried to
drink that water fast. Shit going in 2 seconds. Right.
Nigga, I take another one to the room.
Okay. Go in there, bitch, breathe the heart. Nigga don't even want to land in me. He don't want to sit down. He stand up. Drinking that bitch like. Meanwhile, they be laid out on the bed, can't move. She's stuck.
That's how you know you did it good when stay in that position.
Oh yeah.
You come back from the bathroom, they still stuck right there.
Stuck in a bitch.
Can't even move.
I come in and just start laughing.
But the real question is, did you go get her water?
Yeah.
You took like too long.
I come back with two of them hoes.
Hey, ladies, Jay Wood, we're gonna get that water.
I'm gonna get you some water, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, he gonna get you some water.
Make me sweat.
I'm gonna get you some water. I'm gonna go get a little hot, little warm. I'm gonna wipe y'all. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be good.
That's right.
Take care of over here with the lumberjack, huh?
It's very polite.
Make sure it don't go in you. So, yeah, we good.
Don't wipe that off.
But since we're speaking of longest times, let's talk about this. Let's talk about times, and I really don't want to hear the fellas on this. I really want to hear the ladies. We got ladies in the house, so I want to hear from y'all. Let's talk about a time y'all faked, like the worst nut fake you ever did. Not the worst sex, keep in mind what I said, but the worst nut fake.
The worst nut fake and why?
I got to ponder on this.
What was the reason you faked that shit?
Like, was it just, what was it?
Because you wanted to make him feel good, or was he saying, come for daddy. Come for me, baby. Come for me.
Come on. Don't fight it.
I got a time. I'm embarrassed by it, but I got a time.
So, you going first then?
I got a time. Okay, so this was in college, and this dude I was talking to, or whatever, he was walking me to class, or whatever, you know what I mean? He was attractive, you know? When we actually got to where we was, about to get into, when he pulled down them damn drawers, that fucking penis. I've never seen something so small.
Oh my god.
Scrimpy.
You are so okay.
Before
you continue your story.
Shrimp cocktail.
Before you continue your story. Dang. So, my nigga was shrimpy wimpy.
No, and that it was on hard too.
And you still proceeded to fuck?
Yes.
Why?
So this goes back to, you know, girls.
Was this a pity fuck? Or was this what? Damn, no. He's so fine.
I gotta see it through.
He's so fine. I've been fucking dreaming about fucking this nigga. Like, I might as well just gonna do it.
Okay, so like back then, you know, like girls, we used to always people please. We kind of didn't want to like let down a nigga, mm-hmm. like because we had been talking and communicate. Yeah, this mm-hmm. when I was young in college, mm-hmm. and like I was like, oh fuck.
Like, we already here. We gotta get
right. We already through. Here. We like, cause we was already foreplaying and everything. Like, he ate my Kit Kat and everything before I even got to that part.
Yeah.
So I didn't even see that part till he dropped them draws. Such and I was a, like, what the letdown. Fuck? Such a letdown. And
did he eat the pussy good?
Man, cause when I tell you I was avoiding this nigga on campus,
did he eat the pussy good?
He did. Oh yeah, he did. It was great. So and true. He ate my ass. Oh.
Oh, they say the niggas be having, they gotta be good at it if they know they shit little.
That was probably the first time I ever nutted from someone eating my ass. It was great.
You nutted from
your ass? Ass?
My ass.
Like your ass, not even like the front. Straight.
ass. Because I was, you know, riding his face, right? And he was going from the front to the back, to the front to the back, to the front to the back. And then he stayed in the back. And I was like, you better stay in the back. You better stay in the back, please. Because I do not want to get back on that. Don't let me get back on that shrimp. So I kind of. He gave me head for a long time because I was not about to cut that thing. Ooh, but after that, I really blocked him, and I took the other way to class, and
damn.
Nah, I never spoke again.
This nigga switch routes.
I had to walk the long ass way. It wasn't even the short way. I had to walk the long way, bro. I got my steps in, bro.
This nigga, bro.
Ooh.
Why you ain't just want to tell that nigga?
He okay? So when he saw me on another nigga, he knew. That was that. Didn't even have to. I was so immature then.
What was the purpose of the fake nut though? So you fake nutted while he was stroking you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You could have just lived with. You made me come with head.
Well, I did say the head was good, and that's it. So
my nigga walking around with.
But you nutted when I was stroking you though. I made you.
He didn't ask me how the sex was.
Good thing he didn't.
I made her nut. And hey, she nutted about 2-3 times, but she nutted when I was eating her shit. And she nutted when I was
had the fake moan. You know how you do that? You be like, oh.
Oh, you know that shit fake. You said fake moan or fake nut?
Fake moan.
Did you fake nut?
I did fake nut, yeah. I did both.
Why?
That's because I already told you the why. So it's like I didn't want to let him down. I didn't want to.
How did you fake the nut? What you do?
That, I said, oh. And I kind of made my face like, oh. Look, I'm at this shit. I'm like, oh, yeah. You did it.
You ever want to know when a woman is
said, you did it.
Listen to that shit again. Rewind that shit.
Hey, I'm not like every woman. Please, don't.
Y'all, boy, like but, y'all think.
But
damn.
But, if I'm so ready to go after.
Right. Like, please. And he wasn't invited over again. But he got the picture when I was on somebody else.
Lil D, what you got?
I think I got like two. Okay. So the first one, he was fingering me. And so I was like faking it because like he was not doing that shit right. And then like his nails was scratching my insides. So I'm like sitting here like, bro, I want this nigga to stop. So I had to sit there and act like I was just wore out after.
Yeah, you gotta do the whole thing.
I'm really pushing this nigga off, but he think he's supposed to go harder. I'm really telling you, get off, bro. Like this shit. Like,
Why you had me fucked up.
Okay.
Also, when we say, if y'all say, did that feel good? Like, ooh, you was hurting me.
Yeah, we mean you was literally hurting me.
Yeah. Bro, like, cat claws, like, that shit was so uncomfortable. So I was like,
just wait, was his nails clean? His nails better been fucking clean.
I looked at them. Yeah, I looked at them. I just didn't realize they was that damn long. And they were just scratching my instant, like, bro, you not even doing this shit right. Get off.
Hell no.
Yeah. He was scraping your line in your wall.
Yes.
The lining in your walls.
He
was really trying to pull your uterus out.
And I left after that.
Damn.
What the fuck? That was it. Right. Like, oh, I'm so worried now. I gotta go.
That's one.
I know that nigga was like, what? It's literally a kiss goodbye.
Like, bro, I was so close, bro.
Like, why we didn't fuck?
I was playing with her pussy, bro. I'm just, when I'm doing this, I'm letting y'all know what he was telling his homeboy.
Oh, God.
So he go back talk to his boys, bro.
What's up, fool?
That was Lil D. For real? I just had her in my crib, bro.
Yeah.
I was playing with her shit.
Oh God,
bro! Oh God, nigga, but I ain't get the fuck.
What the fuck you mean? Get the fuck?
Oh no, nigga, I was playing with her shit. Where the fuck I thought I was making a nut.
You were making a nut too.
With my fingers, nigga.
And she didn't let you fuck.
And she didn't let me fuck.
Hey, you probably wouldn't do it.
Bro, but she was moaning like a motherfucker though.
You sure that hoe wasn't faking?
Oh, I don't think so.
Hi, sir.
She was like, oh.
Hey, the game sold, not told, hey, motherfucker.
We tell y'all how it go.
Y'all gotta bring back shame.
Y'all niggas need to cut y'all fingernails.
First off, rule number one, please cut your fingernails,
just
bro.
Nigga, like, yeah. Okay, babe. Like,
I'm literally pushing you off, though. Hurt. That's what really got me. He kept trying to go. And I'm like, you don't see me pushing you like this.
Don't fight it.
It's time to go harder. Hell
don't
no.
fight it.
Yeah, like, no, that's not what this is.
That's that white boy shit.
Just stabbing him.
So that's the only time? You got another time?
Okay, so the second time. So this is kind of like her story is in college, and it was kind of like a build up. Like, you know, we already knew what we was gonna do. Like,
oh my God.
We knew what time it was. So we get there, and it was small. And I was upset because this man was guessing his shit.
These little ass, you little dick ass niggas got too much confidence.
So you know why? You know why?
Because y'all be lying to them niggas.
Y'all
that's
never
why.
Said nothing.
Okay, too much so, fucking con. If we talk to you right
bring
after
back
that.
Shame.
No, y'all can ask Lauren. I swear I think he photoshopped his dick too.
Bro, let me tell you. The Photoshop line
was
there.
I was just gonna ask that shit.
It was there.
It was a Photoshop line.
You used the Photoshop
app? Yes, you zoom in on it.
What?
You saw the line.
The line,
yeah.
How did he? What did he Photoshop?
We call him Extendo Dick because he extended the picture.
That's
like, okay, so if y'all don't know, let me educate y'all, nigga. So Extendo Dick is this. Listen to me very carefully. Bear's class for a second. Extendo Dick is when you take a picture of your private area and you extend in just to make it look bigger. If you did it actually out, it'll look smaller. So you boo in to make it look bigger and then you send it, but you zoom in. But unfortunately for you stupid ass niggas, and nowadays, today's time, because they did that when we sent dick pictures. Nigga, today's time, this iPhone can reverse anything. Stop. You look dumb as fuck.
It was giving needle dick real bad.
You look dumb as fuck.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, I has to see it through, and I was okay. I had to fake. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel a goddamn thing.
Oh, my God.
I kid you not. Like, I'm not even playing.
I'm starting to feel like we all got the same story.
Every girl, okay, so every girl out there has fucked a little dick ass.
Yes.
They have. Cause hell, y'all out there.
Y'all have to let these niggas know when they trash, bro. Like,
there's girls out there that do that.
Yeah. Very few.
There's girls out there that do that. And now at my grown age, I definitely do that.
Yeah. But so, to make it worse.
Okay, so let's get to the fake nut.
Okay, yeah, to make it worse. Okay, so like, you know, we was doing the little back shots or whatever. I don't feel nothing. And so I'm over here just like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the clock, because it was a little clock by the desk, and I'm like,
bro, she looking at the clock on your head, boy.
Yeah. And so to make matters worse, this nigga fell on top of me after he was done. Like, he was just so tired. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Even feel nothing. And he just laying on me.
How long did it last?
It had to be like 10 minutes.
Wait, it was like what? One give you on phone?
Yeah, like that. And guess what I did? Got up out of there.
Yeah.
Stop me to go out. I hate to leave you like this.
And it was homecoming weekend too, so like I was trying to get up.
So how did you
go find my homegirls?
How'd you fake the nut?
You gotta shake a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Make that little stutter with it. Hit that little stutter.
Now niggas don't ever say we ain't do y'all no favor.
That shit crazy.
You definitely gave the little dick niggas a favor with the Photoshop shit. They'll figure a way out.
Hey, for the ladies to get past that Photoshop shit, ask nigga for a jackout video. He can't fake that one.
And I love a jack off video.
You gonna see that bitch in action.
Girl, a good nut video.
A good nut video. Hey, amazing.
I been trying to tell you niggas. Everybody trying to be like Mr. Lumberjack got here. I've been on this shit. I started this new nut video, jack off, sex tape, having ass phone shit.
Man, we over here. What know you did?
That's why he is.
I've been on this shit before it was a fad. I've been on this shit.
There was porn.
Alright,
yeah, I'm saying it was on to, porn
on to the last. Oh, we got one more. We got one more. Y'all can do that after
one?
The show.
You want one?
This nigga stupid.
Boom, 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 boom. I can load it. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So mine is kind of like this, and you know, Aaron. Nigga dick was little. He kept trying to put it in. It kept slipping out. It was just kept slipping out.
The slipper.
Slipper. Hold on, babe. Let me try again.
No.
God damn it. Hold on, babe. Hold on.
Fuck God.
Let me tell you what he say.
Damn.
Change position.
Damn, this is just too wet. This is too wet. God damn, baby. You ready to fuck.
God damn,
hey, if a nigga say that, hey,
if a nigga if ever say, nigga
say, damn, baby,
damn,
baby,
you
fuck,
too wet.
That mean he realizes that his dick ain't it. He like, fuck.
Mm-mm. That this nigga put his whole dick in there and he still felt that you didn't do no type of movement from it. So he feel horrible in this bitch. He like, God damn, I gave all I got.
And it wasn't enough.
What that nigga say when she say she want more? What do you want from me?
That's how I like, God, bitch, I can't get no more. I can't get no more now.
No, I just went ahead accepting my L. He finally got it in. I'm over here like, okay, let me hurry up and speed this shit up. Maybe if I act like this the biggest nut of my life, I'm gonna just go ahead and get out this situation. So here I go. I start shaking, you know, stuttering over here, can't get my words out. I just fall out. I fall out like I can't take no more. I can't take no more. He was like, you good? I'm like, I can't.
Oh my God, this
he
is
said,
so
hell yeah, I made a pass out and shit. I got that bitch.
That
nigga,
he went back to his friend.
Hey,
nigga.
Hey, nigga.
What's up, fool?
Nigga.
What's up, dog?
Hey, you know low?
Yeah.
Boy. I finally got an ass.
You hit that motherfucker. What you do to that motherfucker, boy?
5 minutes in, put her ass out, nigga.
Put her out in five.
It's oh, nigga.
Oh, three?
Oh, nigga.
KO knockout.
I like that, dog.
Five, nigga.
Oh, I was rocking her shit, nigga.
Like it was.
Nigga, see, boy.
But wait, are you going to tell them about the 3 or 4 tries you about getting it in?
Nah, you ain't going to tell your nigga that.
Oh, God.
You are not going to say, nigga, you know I was trying to put that in.
Nigga,
I'm
like, hey, no. So what happened was,
cause then your homeburger realized shit little. Cause he gonna be like,
it took a few times, she was so tight.
Nigga, you ever had that shit where the pussy so wet and you should just keep slipping out?
If a nigga ever tell me that, I'm gonna say, that nigga little fool.
Hey.
No, when it's tight,
the
it don't
look
fit.
At you like,
the problem ain't it being really not fitting. The problem is that hoe cannot, it can go in and out with ease. That's the problem. That's the biggest problem. But if a nigga ever tell me, like, bro, you ever had a bitch pussy so motherfucking wet and shit kept slipping out? I know nobody ain't ever told you this, fool, but I got something to tell you, my nigga. I think your dick little, bro. Like, dead ass, fool.
Well, hell no. You know how many bitches out here with this shit?
Let me guess. Hold on. Then I'm hit on. Let me guess. When they nutted, did they shake? Did they stutter? Did they start?
That nigga sound
like a damn dog.
This how you got ass, fool.
And that bullshit.
How look? This how you got ass. How long did y'all fuck, fool?
Nigga, I put that bitch down like I put that like
5-10 minutes.
Nah, okay. So did you nut?
Yeah. Did y'all go for a round two?
Oh no, nah, she said she was tired. My dick too big for her.
Oh, she went home.
Yeah, my dick too big for her, man.
Yeah, your shit wasn't good, bro.
For real?
You wanna know a secret?
What?
If it's good, they gonna want some more.
Dang.
So you ain't never had a bitch that want a second round.
I ain't never even had a bitch call me back.
Now that's when you know a girl like it. If she ain't the most.
Come and think about it. I the only fucked every bitch one time.
And then I don't never hear from them hoes no more.
Man, I ran into her and found out her phone was disconnected. I was wondering why the calls ain't go back.
Let me ask y'all this though. So they was eating y'all out, right? Mm-hmm. When that shit happened, did y'all slip that nigga dick?
No, they ain't put that little shit in their mouth.
Hell no.
So wait, so you won't suck the little shit, but you'll fuck the little shit?
We can't see it. At least we're not looking at it.
Exactly.
At least we are not looking at it.
That
oh
word.
My God,
that
boy.
Shit crazy.
That's women logic for you.
That's girl math. That's young girl math. Hey, but hey, you young girls out there, do better than us, please.
Mm-hmm.
We paved the way. We did it for y'all.
Just tell that nigga.
Don't see it through.
Right.
Don't see it through.
You can make an excuse to leave.
Before he even slide his dick in, get out of there.
Yeah, just get out. Be like, ooh, bye.
Don't be the reason this nigga got the this nigga got the confidence to go try this same shit on another bitch.
Be careful because of this. This is the main reason why you young ladies need to be careful, okay? Listen to me right now, okay? If you fuck that little dick motherfucker and he nut and you don't know about it and that nut get in you, you are gonna give birth to a son with a little ass dick.
No,
that's scary.
No, stay with the birth control.
You're gonna
You are cursing your future son to have a little ass dick.
You gonna have a son that's gonna be doing the same shit this nigga doing.
Moral of
the
story,
ladies, there's a clinic every 3 miles.
There's always a plan B, ladies. There's always a plan B.
Just don't do it, cause we don't need no more. Cause that's the problem. Cause the problem is these females let these little dick niggas hit and then they get pregnant and then they make more little dick niggas. That's the problem. That's all.
Alright, Brother Bear.
This hoe going stupid. I ain't lying.
So
be the top TVMA.
What's that shit called when women don't have sex until they married?
Abstinent.
Yeah.
Celibate.
If you never had sex. If you stop having sex, then you want to.
So, or if you have sex, then stop it.
So I think that's abstinence.
Never had it though.
Yeah.
Celibacy is.
That's what I'm talking about though. That's what I'm talking about.
Ever had it.
And you waited to marriage.
Like, let's say y'all did this, right? Y'all waited till marriage.
Damn.
And that nigga.
Your husband.
Little. I already know.
Honeymoon. Little dick.
Now, Trump mind you. Okay. Now, to me, I'm going to assume she's never had dick. So it might not matter that much.
Right.
Because this is her first time.
Yeah.
The only way it'd be a little different is if back in the gap. She was getting her ass thrashed by some real shit. And then she went celibate for a couple years. Found her fucking husband and got to it. His shit was the smallest shit.
What if her fingers bigger than his dick?
Oh,
that's definitely a hell no.
Hey, so is this abstinent chick using dildos like to pleasure herself?
Yeah, like she done has.
So
you know
ain't got no chance.
Yeah,
it's over then. I'm thinking she ain't never felt nothing enough.
Like throwing a fucking hot dog in the hallway.
Yo,
that's the opposite way though.
You know what's gonna ruin him though? If he just happened to, you know, like go through her closet one day
and see all them big ass.
Hey, not just a regular 7, 8, 9. And then big got 12 inch.
Heck yeah, that's big 11, 12.
That number one.
Monster. Inside joke.
That number one.
Like y'all niggas wild.
That's an inside joke.
That nigga look at it.
Disgusting. Not as much.
This what them hoes look like? Damn.
He better start wearing straps.
He ain't got no choice. You might as well.
I ain't gonna lie though. We in 2024, y'all. Hey, niggas, they got some shit where you can like put it on your shit and actually extend your shit and you will feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's a game.
They got
bro.
Surgery too. You know, you can get a penis extension.
Hey,
but we don't promote that.
Yeah, because if you ain't slanging, you ain't slanging.
Man, right, just learn how to fuck with
swanging.
Just learn how to fuck with that hoe.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
they
you gotta learn.
If you don't have a dick that can perform,
motion with a pinky ain't gonna do shit.
You better stir that boat.
If you don't got a dick that can perform, your head game need to be serial killer.
But that ain't gonna keep a bitch around.
You need to get so good at it that
you know what's gonna happen.
What?
Yeah, she gonna be a nigga you come to eat her pussy. But she getting good dick from somebody.
But you gotta go, if you that nigga, you gotta go buy a toilet and strap.
Ooh, what? Girls.
Lady. Now you might not never get the nut, but you gonna be making that hoe go crazy. Come
as much as she fucking want.
Go crazy.
What now that will sacrifice your pride as a man. But nigga, if the ultimate goal is to please your woman.
Amen.
Okay, wait, wait, wait.
What's up, dude?
Hold on, y'all.
And if she's okay with it, then hey, if you love it and I like it, yeah. If you like it and I love it.
What if y'all like the nigga, like y'all buy real good, like everything is good, A1.
Everything is perfect, but
dick. Dick trash. Y'all gonna stay?
I'm gonna give him some time. You know,
like, what if it's like that bond that's like,
That's okay. What I said, I'm gonna give him some time.
Is it little and trash or it's just trash?
It's just trash.
So it got
that's
five.
Big and trash too. Mm-hmm.
See, but that's different because y'all can
teach. Okay, what if it's little and trash?
I'm about to say, cause y'all can teach a nigga how to fuck now.
If it's big and trash, I'm going to teach you.
No, little. Dude, he got
but
money.
If it's little and trash, I don't know if I can teach you to be bigger.
But like,
is it love and money? Like, with trash dick?
Y'all in love and love, but it's like terrible.
Is he paying my rent?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm staying.
That's, okay. I'm going to give him some time.
Your ass going to cheat.
No, I'm going to give him some time because.
What is cheap?
I'm not saying I'm gonna leave him right away.
Yeah, like we're gonna have to see if we can work on
right,
this.
We gonna work
we train
on
train this.
This?
Okay,
right.
question. This. So you said this nigga got money. Are you gonna tell him to go get a dick extension?
No.
Come on, for that
why
shit
not?
To
baby,
break
you
off.
Do all that. You ain't gonna do all that.
Go to Dr. Miami. Nah. Or go doctor.
No, nah, he gonna try to try that bitch out on some.
For that shit to just break off.
I'm talking about you could tell this nigga 2 to 7.
What?
You ain't gonna do it. You can turn his 2 inches to 7.
Once he gets to
sorry,
seven,
we're not even
like,
we're not even accepting
okay, so
this marriage at 2.
Since we in love, we'll have a discussion. Are you okay? Are you comfortable with that? Would you like to get this surgery? He say, hell no. Nah. All right.
This is what you gotta do, ladies.
2 is crazy,
ladies.
We're not even getting married to 2s.
I mean, shit. Y'all said little and trash. What's little?
But y'all in love.
I don't know. Not
love enough.
Best nigga you ever met treats you so right. Dick just
love. Give him a 4.
4. You will work with a 4.
A 4 with girth.
Okay, now we're talking.
Okay.
We're
we
talking.
Might be able to work on that one.
We're talking. Yeah. Dang. We gonna work with it. We gonna work it out. Now if you get mad that it's not working out, then that's on you. You know, fix
maybe
that up.
Maybe we could work something out. You know, twice a month I can step out, get what I need.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah, we can black mirror and shit. You know what I mean?
This is what you tell the nigga.
You gotta make an appointment.
This is what y'all gotta
no
tell
I got somebody
nigga.
On my birthday
and I have a girlfriend.
Y'all gotta go to
like,
him. You know y'all gotta go to him and be like, babe, do you wanna make me come more?
What? No, that is not how you say
and
that.
He'd be like, yeah, it is. Yeah. A nigga gonna always say he wanna make you come up.
No, you.
But he gonna say,
do you wanna make our sex better?
Make our sex better?
Be more politically
no, you
correct.
Say, do you wanna have more fun?
I think you should.
That's when you get that stud.
Go get that dick
strap. You get that.
You wanna do something a little more exciting?
You ever thought about adding someone?
Hey.
Right.
Look, another man. Can I have a girlfriend?
Hey, if your girl. Free game, niggas. If your girl come to you and ask for a threesome with another nigga, you know what that mean?
Leave that hoe.
No, not just leave her. It just mean your dick trash. Cause she wanna add up. I guarantee she gonna know the dick that she gonna add in that third.
That's
one.
She I'm about to say she done fucked
it. She not gonna allow it to be the chance of another trash nigga.
Now
she
you can't just say that you got girls who you can ask right. That.
Well, they not gonna do man.
Me personally,
I've never
I'll do man and female.
Yeah.
But I ain't do a man.
Well, any of y'all do a man girl?
I don't know. I've never had it. But if you bring another guy, that means your dick is trash. I kind of agree with that in a sense. Because
you
bring
more problems.
Right.
If you got a nigga that's doing everything you need, you won't need another nigga in there.
Exactly. And if you got a girlfriend that's a little gay, you know she going to bring another nigga.
Now,
yes.
On the inverse, because this is one of those, it's a
Double standard.
Because if a nigga want a threesome, it's not gonna, you know what I'm saying, necessarily be because this bitch pussy might be better.
Right.
It's just really gonna add a different experience.
And you might add another experience after that without him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd be kind of upset if he asked me that.
Right. It can't be a nigga I'm in a relationship with. I can't love you and all that, and then we doing that.
Let me ask you.
So you're basically saying if you're in a relationship, you can't have a threesome.
No.
I mean, I consider it, but it's some hesitations behind the cheating.
Question, because I've been told this a couple of times from plenty of people.
Likewise.
Does good dick get threesomes?
No.
Because you my dick. I'm not sharing. I hear that bitch moan a little too loud. I got to choke her out.
You will only have a threesome with an okay dick. Like, it's not trash, but it's not the best shit ever. But if you encounter that best shit you never had, you won't ever share that bitch.
Well,
I don't know, because
This is a hard question for me.
The only reason why I wouldn't have a threesome with a girl is because, like, with a dude, I just feel like I'm more submissive. So if I want to have some dominance, like, I want to bring a female here so I can be dominant.
Yes. True.
It would be because, like, I'm not enjoying it, but, like, I want to have a little dominance. That's the only reason why I would want to have a threesome. Other than that, I don't like the shit.
Mine's is a little bit of both. I would enjoy it, and I want the dominance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine's a little bit of both. But I still do not trust you, nigga.
Exactly. Like, and then you go, oh,
you want to get it outside.
You know, they text this shit. Why you still texting
this? Okay, so.
Why you still texting? Like, why you want to go fuck outside of what we have? Yeah. Like, these, yeah, no.
Another part on a tree to this. Another branch, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So, if you do decide to have a threesome with another female, are you letting him choose the girl, or are you?
No, I gotta.
No,
I gotta choose.
We gotta choose. He better not fucking choose.
So if you bringing the bitch in, how is he gonna be texting them?
Nah, he can find a way. People is sneaky.
All I know is I go.
Okay, so when we say texting her, can be anybody. Okay, when we say texting her. After we had this threesome, if you go out there and cheat, you could be texting anybody.
Because then they could use the excuse, oh, well, I was trying to find somebody else so we could try this.
No. That was one time. That was one time. We just can't trust you if you get it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it ain't nothing to go find somebody info. He can find it real quick, and next thing you know, they text.
Right, you can find any bitch.
Oh, yeah. I went to the restroom to go piss after the session, and now they trade numbers.
Yeah,
I don't trust.
I'm a little dirty. Get now. Your clothes, lady, your shoes by the door.
You gotta tell that bitch to come piss with you. Hey, girl, come over here with me.
Wanna go to the bathroom?
He go after.
Right, big
after. Look, hey, baby, I ran you a shower. You can go get in. I'm gonna walk her out.
Right, I'm gonna walk her out.
Ain't no contact. Ain't no contact with that bitch. You don't know it before she get here. You don't know it when she leave, nigga. Matter of fact, I flew this bitch in from a very far
place away.
And you don't even know her name. I'm giving fake names. This is Brittany. You don't know
bitch stay.
Right?
You don't know how old this bitch is. All you know what she look like, what her pussy look like, how I feel.
She's definitely of age, though.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
This ain't no R. Kelly shit.
I know, but you said we on her age.
He don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's of age.
So why don't y'all do it like this, then? Y'all gonna have a threesome with y'all man, right? The girl you pick is the girl you pick first off, right? Mm-hmm. What if, because y'all know the girl clearly before your man does, why don't y'all go to all her social media and block your man
from finding all of it? Type shit. That would
and
be
then good. Consume with the threesome. Because he can't find her.
I'm not going to go all up in your phone.
I got one more branch.
That's too much. If I don't trust you that much, we don't even need to.
I got one more branch.
Yeah, nah, they don't go through y'all phones. No. They just get on their homegirl phone and look at
I got
page.
One more branch of this threesome tree.
That too.
So.
Y'all do too.
Which y'all rather.
What the fuck we don't.
Would. Okay.
Gotcha.
Let's say you and your nigga is good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done talked internally about a threesome. Y'all ain't never missing nobody else. Let's say I got a homegirl that come to y'all and ask y'all, can she join y'all in the threesome?
Homegirls off limits. Anybody I know is off limits.
Most definitely.
And friends off limits.
Most definitely.
That's a no.
I hate to punch down on somebody.
That is a no.
Why?
No. That's too close to home.
It is too close to home.
Because if she get in and she like it, y'all, then she gonna keep coming back for more.
No, because
she approaching us, that means she like both.
Yeah, and you know what? I used to fuck with a girl.
Hold up, bitch.
You been liking my nigga?
Oh, you been looking at my nigga too long. You wondering what it looked like.
No, and I used to fuck with a girl for real.
And
we was friends. We literally knew this was just friends. So we was fucking other people, and she was fucking her other people. Like, we was just friends, and then we was just having sex at the same time. You know what I mean? But she used to always get jealous when I bring other, like, friends around. Like, it would be a certain jealousy. I'd be like, girl, I thought we knew what this was.
But you already knew what this was.
So friends are just off limits. Yeah. Like
that's gonna cause too many problems.
Yeah, friends off limits.
Now I gotta cut off my homegirl.
Right.
Damn, who I'm getting my toes done with now?
Right. Best friend. Like, you know. But no, yeah, no, friends off limits.
For sure. All right. Do y'all got any questions for the fellas? Oh yeah, we giving it to y'all. This is a side of TVMA our fans have never seen, because it's normally us talking. It's normally us talking about our experiences and shit. So we love to have you guys on and give y'all these questions. And I have ran out.
Have y'all? I got a question. Have y'all ever fucked with somebody and the pussy just stank? Didn't know.
Well, how you get out that situation? Oh, that's easy.
Because I know some of y'all still fucked.
No.
As long as she was pretty.
I had a personal situation where it about to get down to the nitty gritty, and you know what I'm saying, you know, you do the test. Am I right, gentlemen? We do the test before we go down there, so you know what I'm saying, we foreplaying and stuff like
that.
So
what's the test?
Oh, I go down there and fill on that coochie one good time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And do a nose roll.
Oh, nah, yeah. Cause you be like nose and then you do like this, you be like, god damn. Type shit, you know what I'm saying? You breathe with that shit a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And then that's the test.
Damn.
If but your hand move and you feel
quick.
Oh yeah. If you do that hoe like this and that hoe just hits your shit instantly, that shit stink right there. Now, you know what I'm saying? If you do a whiff by and it got a look on that shit,
what?
She just been sweating.
Nigga, wow. Yeah.
Now, you gotta know the difference. Now, if you get one and it don't smell like nothing and she been sweating, you marry that bitch. But yeah, that's pretty much how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Get a little test. Straight like that, you know what I'm saying? Plus, the biggest test I will say I have is if we finna fuck and it's like your first time coming over and shit like that, and like you know you came over to fuck, like that's what you came to do. Mm-hmm. If you're in my house and we watching TV, you know what I'm saying, kicking it, whatnot, then we go into the room. Keep in mind, I already showered before you got here.
Facts. We're fresh.
Maybe you've been running around all day, but if you don't take that shower, mm-hmm. I ain't eating that flour. It's just that simple. You gotta clean that shit before I get off in it.
Yeah.
Straight up and down.
I ain't eating that flour.
Just take that shower. Straight up and down.
I don't deal with it.
Cause if I could smell it like that, that mean it always smell like that. You know what I'm saying?
But especially how you getting out the situation?
Oh, easy. It's easy for niggas. We don't give a fuck.
Some of y'all,
I be like, oh shit, oh my mama just told me I gotta go like a hoe.
Some of y'all, cause I do know some of y'all.
Oh yeah, you dated one, 3-1, right?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that, you said women.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. Ooh.
My bad.
Wow, I got a question for y'all.
What you got?
What is one sex position y'all have always wanted to try, right? But couldn't because y'all not like either flexible enough, y'all not tall enough, you know.
I wanted to ride the fucking ceiling fan.
What the hell?
And give a hold of dick.
Bitch, that's not even possible. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
What?
Put your arms over the ceiling fan and you just going around.
Sex positions y'all always wanted to try, but y'all.
I don't think it's one. I can't think of
one.
So
y'all are basic?
I'm saying I done pretty much all the ones I want to fucking do.
Hey, are they basic ones?
Twitter is very informative.
Yeah, I was gonna say positions. It's just one position.
That's what I'm saying.
I've seen. Like,
they got a teabag position.
A teabag position.
It was one where a guy like and a girl. The couch one. And her leg was like he was like squatting on the ground, and then like her leg was like curved around him.
Yeah, her leg was on his.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah,
I saw one.
I'm telling you, Twitter is very informative.
So Dez, I saw one where so the girl was bending over on the bed, right, like she was getting doggy style, and the dude had his leg up. You know how we used to put our leg when we used to stretch and like track or whatever. But that bitch was like hiked up in a perfect angle, you know, and he was like hitting it like that with the leg up. Just hitting it like that. I was like, what the fuck? What kind of position is this?
A real doggy.
That's called balance.
No, for real, you got major balance.
I've done that one.
How was that?
Mm-hmm. It was hitting.
Up in there. In there. Yeah. That angle. That's what the angle get. Yeah.
I know your angles, fella.
So, y'all don't know no position?
Not a position I wasn't successful in. You're saying that. I'm going to say that.
We're saying
of course, we know
no
fucking position.
Okay, wait. How long you got to be in that position to make it successful? A successful position.
Till she nut, then you move to the next one.
Okay, so you going to do one position the whole time?
No, do we do one position the whole time?
What are you talking about?
Don't worry, y'all ain't gonna hear that shit no way. I'm gonna cut the fuck out this shit.
Crazy.
But no, I mean, I got go tos. I know you got go tos, huh, Wood?
Yeah,
please. Like, go to, like, I guess that's what they. What's your go tos?
What's the go to?
What's your go to position?
Another squirt.
You trying to make that hoe, you giving that hoe the best dick of her life.
I can damn near make another any position I put in.
What's the first one? What's your most gone to one? Bitch, you use one more than you use others.
What's one you know she likes, you know?
Every bitch likes something different. I gotta learn.
Okay.
But there's still a go to one.
Yeah.
What's my go to? Doggy probably. Or no, my real go to. It's probably flat doggy.
Flat doggy?
Oh, that one go hard. I ain't gonna lie. That's a good one.
I don't know why I thought that was called pancakes for a minute.
That's what the white girl call it.
Pancake.
Flat doggy. Oh, shit. Flat doggy.
Like a motherfucker.
What's your go-to?
My go-to is legs on the shoulders. I'm about to keep
you standing up.
I could stand up, I could be in the bed, I could lay down, I could do a push up.
That's another go to for sure.
I like that one because of the eye contact.
That dig.
Mm-hmm. It's that dig. When they get them legs on your shoulders, you be just straight.
You gotta be careful though, because I have ran into hoes that can't take that. Mm. Like, they not flexible.
Facts.
I be like, you better sweat. You better stretch.
Legs finna hurt.
That get the leg shake right there.
This is sport. You better stretch.
I like the front.
That's my
position.
Number one. Get that squirt out position.
That froggy position is what gets it.
What's the froggy?
It's like she's on the bed, right? Kind of like with her legs up, but they out and they bent. So you kind of on top of her, isn't it? Like that. With her legs up.
It's like she controlling it though, type shit.
But
it's your shit.
Your dick like arched up and she bent.
Yeah, straight direct contact.
Froggy.
Yeah. Froggy is nice. Froggy is nice. Of course, everybody like doggy. Dog's the OG.
Doggy, that's the OG goat. That's the OG goat.
I used to not like that shit.
I think that's more stuff for the niggas, though.
It depends.
I used to run.
It's how long how you do it. Because you got different types of dog. You got the slow doggy. You got fast doggy. I'm trying to fuck this bitch up doggy. You got all that.
You got that digging.
I was running from all
that. You got the both knees on the bed doggy.
Both knees on the bed doggy.
You stand up doggy. You got the she standing up. You standing up doggy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
God.
You can switch it up.
Easy.
One leg on the bed doggy.
One leg on the bed. Got a dead. Straight up and down. All of them hoes. But I would say just like Wood, though. I mean, I ain't closed mind to nothing. I tried damn or anything. You know what I'm saying? I think more men need to be like that. Stop using them basics, because I guarantee you, stay basic, she's going to leave you.
Vanilla stick. You remember that time I came home and I was like, bitch, he put me in this position. I ain't never been in.
Also, fellas, free game for the one time. Jay Wood, chime in with me. Spontaneousness, gentlemen. Fuck the bitch when you coming up the elevator. Just do it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Is there enough time?
Right. That's what I want to know.
Keep hitting the close button.
Bro. I swear I did shit where the bitch be thinking I'm joking.
I'm talking about spontaneous. You got to do some wild shit.
I'm going to pull my shit out right now.
So what's the wildest place?
That we've done it? We talked about this before.
Yeah. They probably ain't heard.
Oh, shit. What's okay. Yours? Mine, come honestly. Last. Come y'all on, don't too judge wild. Me. Please don't judge me. It was in a elevator at church. So it was like a choir rehearsal or whatever. So you know, and the people weren't really there like that. I was a drummer at the time and shit at the church. I'm not going to name clearly, but you know what I'm saying. So yeah, it was this little chick that was in a choir. You know what I'm saying. Y'all know how that shit goes.
She
you
was
know
singing,
what I'm
huh?
saying. Ooh shit.
She was singing, huh?
Sheesh. Leave it at that. But and you know, it happened. It was successful. Did not get caught. You know, as far as I know, until I realized they got elevators in every camera. And every have a camera, pretty much. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, but that was the most wildest, I would say. God forgive me.
Flip.
I wouldn't say. Well, I'm gonna say two, because one was in the back seat of her mama car.
Oh God, real nigga. Real nigga.
It did.
Bitch, I fucked you in your mama car.
Nah, that's crazy. Ooh, wow. And then the next one, I would say, okay, so her sister stayed on the opposite side of the room.
Type shit. Oh, so wide open access, wide view access, huh?
That's not too crazy, but I mean, that's just a crazy time.
That's the craziest time.
Yeah.
What you got here?
Damn, it. I think church topped it off. I say mine.
You did church too?
No.
Oh. I was gonna say mine's
was at school.
Oh.
So.
Ooh, damn, I got. So I probably actually,
got four.
I had two occurrences at school. I lost my virginity at school, and then it was another teacher that worked at school, and I have an off period, you know, so it's like a whole hour and a half type shit.
It is what it is.
Yeah, young Hill. Talk your shit, Hill.
I don't know what I meant, but yeah.
Talk your shit, Hill.
School was probably, I don't know, maybe it's because it's a rush. Like, hey, we ain't even supposed to be doing this, but you know, that shit was
definitely a rush.
You in an environment where, you know, I don't know, damn, you take a risk.
I'm slipping.
Why not? I think what people don't realize about these spontaneous ass places is like the rush. The rush that come with that shit.
Think about a classroom. Ain't no camera in there.
Oh, God.
And lock that bitch.
Oh, God.
And so off period, so kids can't come in that bitch anyways.
Oh, God. You fucking miss.
No, off period, you got to be off.
Off.
If y'all got the same off period, oh, it's up. Ain't nobody looking.
I will say the problem with niggas, though, that y'all need to learn, niggas don't like spontaneous. Most niggas do like traditional, which is, it's nothing wrong with that unless you want to keep your girl. But yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be spontaneous, my nigga.
Switch it up.
So like Hill said, my first time ever getting my dick so was at school too.
Type shit.
So damn, at a school. And so, okay, you know how some niggas have done something at the movies.
Yes, sir.
But as a nick.
Oh, I know this. I know who we talking about.
I'm talking about at the movies. This is a full blown movie here, guys. This not
so
one.
Was it empty?
No, this is a full blown movie. It's packed.
Damn,
I gave a bitch back shots.
That's crazy. That's disrespectful to the people.
You was quiet with that shit, fool.
I was quiet. I wasn't that nigga that was just trying to relax. I was slow stroking, slow deep stroke, quietest.
So wait, y'all sitting in the chairs and shit?
No, she got on the ground
and bent.
Yeah, and I was like kind of standing over, crouching, just kind of bam, bam. On God, the reason I wanted to be up is so I could see
to make sure
you didn't see nobody. Yeah, and somebody coming up the stairs. I'm like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? So the whole time I got looking, stroking, bam,
sucker.
Oh shit, somebody coming. Hold on.
She like just there.
Okay,
come on,
bitch. So that's two.
That's two type shit.
The third was at a playground.
Yeah, okay, tell Jay is next.
The third was at a playground in the slide.
In that hoe.
And like it was niggas at the playground. This is not like late night. Ain't nobody at that bitch. Motherfuckers in the playground. Last one. This one, hey. What the fuck, man? This one. This one. You can heard this hoe.
Which one? The woods.
The nature reserve part.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm talking about niggas is doing tours on this bitch. Broad daylight, probably by 2, 3, 4 o'clock p.m.
Easy.
This nigga know, because I texted him immediately after.
He definitely did.
I said, nigga.
Guess what?
I just fucked a bitch in the woods, bro. In the woods. I'm talking about it's deers and shit walking around. It's deers walking around like, is these niggas fucking? Like, I'm talking about, I'm looking at the deer stop and look like. I'm like, shit, what's up, deer?
So how was that as a, I gotta ask you, how was that as an experience? Like, cause niggas have never fathomed to be fucking a girl and looking at a deer,
bro,
at the same time.
This was crazy. So this is when I was going to a different college for a semester.
Type shit.
And this hoe stayed in Dallas. So I'm like, damn. Can't fuck at her house in Dallas.
At all.
I'm not finna go get her, drive back to where I was going, and then take her back to Dallas. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what the fuck can we do?
So wait, why didn't y'all, just a question, why didn't y'all hit in the car?
I was past the car stage.
Okay.
Like, you needed it right there, right now.
Nah, I'm like she sucked my shit in the car on the way to where we were going.
Mm.
But I wouldn't, like, if I really want, if I really want to get loose on a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fuck in the car because I can't get loose.
You can't, yeah, yeah, it's compact.
I can't fully give you 100% lumberjack experience.
Compact.
So if I've been talking that shit and I say what I'm gonna do to your ass, I need full.
Like leg room, everything.
I need everything at my disposal. So I said, what can we do this shit? Went to the motherfucking Nature Reserve Park. Only because that's where part of town she stayed. And I said, what the fuck is up?
So wait, was it a lot of people out there? I never asked you that.
I'm talking about motherfuckers walking the trails, doing tours, looking at animals and shit. So there was like, nigga, we like averted away from where you ain't supposed to go as a person.
Yeah.
They gonna be like, okay, and on your left you'll see two kids.
Like, bro, it was so crazy.
But they're freaking, aren't they?
All I could imagine in my head was, I know I done watched some porn where niggas was fucking in the woods before. I'm like looking at every little thing I could use. It was a big ass tree log that had fell on the ground.
I said, that motherfucker over.
Nah, I bent over. I said, hold on to the tree log. And I was bah, bah, bah. I said, you know what? Hold on, I'm gonna sit on this bitch, ride my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Did you sit your bare ass on that tree log?
Nah, bro, I took my shirt off. I set that hoe right there.
Okay, bet.
Mind you, in order to do that, I'm damn near butt digging in these woods.
So you better have bark. You better have bark all in your ass. Oh,
is wild.
Oh, what the fuck is that? Bro, I'm seeing motherfuckers walking on these trails while we doing this shit.
Man.
But they all happening to not look over. That's right. The funny part. Like, they all not. Because if they just turn, they will see it clear as day. If they just turn their head 45 degrees, they'd be like,
oh my God.
What the fuck?
Oh, y'all but just they, fucking,
bro,
huh?
But we was like so averted from the trail that they didn't even think to look.
Type shit.
Because it was like a bridge that go over the trail. We went down the bridge, averted from that bitch, and it's like, we in plain sight, but we hitting at the same time.
So it's like, you couldn't be seen, but if I would have looked a certain way, I would have saw you.
Because this is where the animals are roaming at.
Type
this is like the animal section.
So, Val, how close would you say? You fucking on a wood, on a fallen tree, right?
Yeah.
How far is the closest deer away from you?
This nigga thought he was in the Adam and Eve garden.
I ain't gonna lie. A deer might have been at the front door.
But what the fuck wrong with you?
Watching.
Bro, what the fuck wrong with you?
Oh my God.
And then proceeded to keep.
So wait, did you watch it back?
I was looking at that nigga to make sure he don't pull no, like, do no shit.
No shit, for sure.
Like, run up on y'all?
On God.
Yeah.
It was more than just deer there and
it
shit.
Was way more than just deer. Mooses lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. What you talking about?
Ain't no lions, no gorillas. Ain't no big shit that I'm scared of. I ain't scared of no deer.
Ain't no zoo.
It was gonna be a bear out there.
Shit.
Hell nah, I was at PV.
I am immediately running. I'm getting back on the trail. Fuck are you talking
that nigga
about?
Would say, hey, I seen one of your family members, dog.
Hey, bro, your cousin was out there.
Like, oh,
that's crazy. I called nigga, bro. I said, fuck this bitch in the woods, nigga. Nigga said, what?
I was just like, I wasn't even surprised after watching it.
Girl, I know you just nigga. Be ready
I
for
these calls. Oh yeah. Oh, especially back in
cause he know about
calls. Ready for them calls.
See,
cause we always was we text niggas. You know what I'm saying? If we call, then it's information.
Something. It's something you gotta know that I can't text. It's too much text.
He got a story to text.
Yeah, hold on, wait. I gotta take this one.
Oh, what this nigga? This nigga J. Kyle, hold on. This nigga got some crazy.
And it'll always be damn near at night.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know, the day must have been crazy.
Mm-hmm. I was calling the nigga while I was driving back to the college.
Yeah.
That be me with Lauren on God.
I was like, I was more excited than anything. I was just like, how was it? How did it happen?
Man, for real? That shit, was it good?
Nigga want to know the backstory.
Oh, everything. God. You know what I'm saying? So we know Jay is the king, clearly, of spontaneous spots.
Oh, yeah, I'm on this.
Flip Peroni.
I already said.
I know, Flip. I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you.
I also had the library at PV.
Bro, everybody had the library at PV.
Third floor.
Bro, what the
real
nigga. Fuck?
Hey.
What?
Real nigga.
Real nigga.
Oh,
God. This where you can't see?
Yes, sir.
Bro.
You go to that other side, that black, it's like it's barricaded away from like everything.
Quiet,
you know what I'm saying? Quiet as fuck.
Ain't the officers up there?
Oh God, yeah.
But it's like another side though.
What the fuck?
Best time to go is right, like maybe an hour, 2 hours before that whole close, because ain't nobody in there. On that side, because you know everybody went to the computer lab. They went to the computer lab on the second floor.
Nobody in the library.
Nobody on the third floor. Oh God, yeah, yes sir. Most definitely. PV was a good time.
That was an exhilarating one too.
Straight up and
down. I'm like, ooh shit. And you can't see if nobody walking around. If you sitting down,
yeah,
you can't see if nobody coming around to that same spot you at. It's like Russian roulette,
so,
nigga.
Is that what do it? So ladies, let me ask y'all this, since we have talked about all these spontaneous spots. How do y'all feel about spontaneous affairs happening?
I love it.
Oh yeah, I love that.
I ain't gonna lie, I be here for it, but I be scared in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I be like, here we go.
It's scary, but it's fun.
Type.
Right, like
it's not something I do all the time though, cause I'm scary.
I would like, say, but I would say honestly though, that is a good. If you are in a relationship, that is a very good, healthy way to keep your relationship.
I would
fresh.
Say, especially with a relationship, that's
because
like a good
you
thing.
Gotta keep fucking like you ain't supposed to be fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Spice it up.
That's how you gotta do it. You gotta go to that restaurant and then just go to the private bathroom.
Mm-mm. That wood sex is crazy.
That
yeah.
sex story is crazy.
Hey, Jay is goaded with that bitch.
No, she's talking about for herself. No, oh, yeah, her I fool, y'all.
You
going,
oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Oh,
wow.
Definitely did.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Ooh. Okay. So, yeah, let's carry this right along a little bit, boys. It's getting a little late. We've been on this motherfucker like, what, an hour now?
Mm-hmm. Probably got to be more than that.
Probably so. This
oh, yeah, crazy. Flip.
He ain't Florida. You know, it's on a.
Yeah, we switched that up for
him. You know what I'm saying? We big time with the shit now. Big fuck y'all. Come back. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely gonna be close to 2 hours.
Most definitely. But no, I do wanna thank y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? My dog Lil D. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting to get on the show for a while. You know what I'm saying? Welcome in. Miss Lauren, she actually told us she was a fan of the show for a while now. But you gotta say this part again. Who's the funniest person on the show?
It's definitely Bear.
Oh, God damn. Who would have... Look, hey. Oh, shit. I'm so surprised. Nah, we thank you for joining us, though, for real. It's been a blast. Of course, Miss Erin, this is like, what, your third, fourth rep with us?
I think so. Yeah,
not the third or fourth
so,
one?
Three or four times.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I guess while we go, you can talk your matcha real quick. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with the matcha business?
Say?
The matcha business. You know what I'm saying?
Matcha. What's going on with matcha business? Yeah, we are starting back our second season.
Yeah.
Woo. I'll be starring on that one, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exclusive.
And as y'all know, well, if you don't know, my other co-host is in San Diego.
Yes,
so
man.
This
Shout
will always
Glow.
Be... Big Glow?
Shout out to Glow.
Yeah, Glow.
Yeah, Glow.
Yeah, Glow. So, yes,
hey,
we're going to be
Glow
web
really
chatting. So this is going to be different, but episodes are on. We'll be starting at the end of March. And, yeah.
Season 2.
Yep. Mind your business. Everywhere
a podcast
is.
Glorilla,
if
you
can hear me. If y'all don't hear it, Glorilla. Yeah. Let's end it right here. Glorilla, that song you released, that motherfucker is fire. I am a nigga and
yeah,
I'll bang
Glow.
That hoe. Yeah,
yeah
Glow.
No Cubans on Cubans.
But Glow, I gotta tell you, if you ever come to the show, I guarantee you, I got a nigga on this show that's gonna swive you from the rooter to the tooter. His name is Jay Wood.
Amen.
All motherfucking day. He ready for you. He gonna look at you like.
If she come on the show, I'm talking like this the whole time.
Whole damn episode.
And looking at it like that. Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, Glow? You alright?
What's up with it, Glow?
Straight up.
Good. Yeah.
Man, my motherfucking cameraman, let's give it up for motherfucking Hillman one time.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you for coming on, sharing your stories with us.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Of course, that boy Flipper Rachi in the motherfucking building on all them beats back here. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, two things I want y'all to do for me before we get up out of here. First thing is make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. We are on that motherfucker. We will be doing vlogs. We will be filming most of our podcasts. Ones like this, I don't know. YouTube be tripping. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you check out that. And of course, lastly but definitely not leastly, y'all remember that little EP, Honestly, We Got Bored, right? Everybody was fucking with that hoe a little bit, right? Look, man, say.
Hey, man, say, man.
I put this on my life, man. This is probably... Without a doubt, the best fucking music you are about to receive from TDM. Out of everything we done motherfuck on this, everything has been a prequel to this shit that's coming out real soon.
You know what I'm saying? So please make sure you stay tuned. This bitch been in the work for a minute, but we had to get it perfect so we can get up in it. Ain't that right?
Fucking right.
Straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? Me, my boy Jay Wood, Flip the Producer. Yeah, that's coming. It's called, what should we get? Go on, debut the name.
What's the name for?
The name of the new project, if you did not know, coming from them damn millennials, is the Rapping Motherfucking Introvert. Straight up and down, because that's exactly what the fuck we are.
Rapping
Introvert. The Rapping Introvert. Straight up and down. Trust me, you do not want to miss this one.
Zero skips.
We might have a listening party, but it's going to only be for TDM alumni. We got to keep it professional, you know.
Zero skips.
Zero skips. Straight up and down. Coming soon. Stay tuned for it. Like I said, thank you to the guests. This is another TVMA in the books. The season 8 coming to an end real, real soon. Stay cool. The Lord looking at
it. What's good in the hood? What's good in the hood?